It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life. It's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good.
Greetings and welcome, everybody, to the Monday Golf Lifestyle Show. That's right. The Lifestyle Show is on the air right now, right here. Ray Adams with you the whole hour. And, of course, Dr. Bob Denny is joining me. He's our PGA of America historian emeritus. Mr. Craig Renshaw will be joining us. He is our resident PGA professional. He's a lifetime member of the PGA of America, and this segment is brought to you by who? You know, the greatest clubs.
Very strong behind number 12. And anybody that knows that par three at Augusta, you know that is dangerous. So yeah. She hit one out, and it caught a little low. It just rolled all the way down. Then she did it again.
Yeah.
She ended up with a quadruple seven, and the name of Columbia. And
yeah.
she was victorious and held on very strongly at the end. So Augusta, you can say the tournament starts for the amateurs on the back nine as well as the professionals.
It does. It really does. And we're going to be looking at that here in a few minutes soon. This is such a great golf tournament. When Augusta came through, mm-hmm. they changed a lot of their mindset. They made Augusta available for female members years ago. They made this golf tournament part of now their lore. So nice. But then we're going to bring it forward.
Well, obviously we know that they didn't have any women members for a long time. And there was a lot of
forever.
There was heat about it, and they finally got some women members to come in, including such nobles and notables as Condoleezza Rice and many others. And
she should have been president.
Yeah, but anyway, the point is that they obviously opened their doors to accommodate that, and they could sit back and figure out how long they wanted to do it, because it wasn't going to happen overnight. And
that's
we
correct.
Know that. We know that. So what they did do is put together a nice package that would allow in the women's amateurs to play on the golf course. And it was just a wonderful setup. I think I'm very impressed the way the women amateurs have handled it for the last 7 years.
I think that this golf tournament is probably one of the greatest golf tournaments in the world. And again, we're going mm-hmm. to the ladies, and we're saying, you win. They are the best news in golf. I don't care who you are or what you are. I think the ladies are the best news in golf. Bob, where am I going wrong?
No, I think they are. And it's just a matter of identification and familiarization with the general public. I can guarantee you that the familiarization with Asian players in their country is far better and closer. At the moment, they do a wonderful job of connecting with their players wherever they are. Korean, Japanese, Thailand, Malaysian, you name it. They do a wonderful job of covering them over there.
Yeah, they do. And our favorite word of the year is acceptance. And Craig Renshaw is joining us right now. He's our PGA of America's stalwart instructor, lifetime member. Craig, how you doing, buddy?
Very good, Ray. How are you?
Well, I'm doing actually very well. And you know my thoughts and prayers, and Bob's thoughts and prayers are out for you as you work with your family and do the things that you must do. Craig, we're talking about the ladies amateur over at Augusta. And it ate up one person, and it gave another one the title.
Yeah, unfortunately, I didn't get to watch any golf this weekend, but I was able to read a little bit of it. And, it's a shame that it had to come down that way. But at the end of the day, it was a fun tournament and they performed well from what I could see. And that's what you're looking for. And we're obviously talking about a day later. So that's what you're looking for.
Well, Tally is going to be a force to be reckoned with. I think she's going to be a fabulous golfer. As far as winning and winning and winning on the LPGA Tour, she got her exemption into the Forge. She's only 17 years old. So, okay, she melted down, right, Bob?
No,
Whatever.
just a little 75 at the end, but her first 2 days were 66, 67 Augusta, and that you can't poo-poo that. That's pretty special.
Nobody can shoot that. I shot it many years ago, Craig, and they told me that I had to leave.
Sure,
That's a
why not?
joke. It's a joke, everybody. I was joking. Don't write to me. Oh my gosh. Can you imagine shooting a 67 at Augusta National?
No.
What a golfer you would be. Right, Craig?
Totally agree. I mean, that's something you hang your hat on there. So,
Well, that means you've got to be playing everything correct. You've got to do everything right. You've got to be putting like a crazy. You've got to be making every putt. You've got to, it's, I'm shocked. So for her to shoot those rounds, fabulous. All right, guys. Let me ask you to talk a little bit about Augusta. And we have a Masters golf tournament coming up. Tell me about it. What are we going to be looking for, Bob, Craig? What's happening over there? We already saw a little bit of it with the ladies. Let's find out a little bit more.
yeah, I just like to think, first of all, that Augusta's subtleties are the ones that really catch and separate the elite from the also-rans. And I say the subtleties, I mean, how well do you know where to bail out on those golf holes? How well do you know the location of a perfect landing spot for an approach when it looks simple to you from the fairway? It doesn't play like that. Their bunkers are cavernous. They have a lot of hills and rises, and they really are really have to be precision to play, have a chance on that green. So anybody that's putting well, wonderful. But how are you putting to spots? Are you understanding the contours? That's the subtleties of Augusta, and that is what its defense is.
Okay, and Craig?
And it's mystique, I think, to add to Bob. You get to that golf course, and if you're playing well, you got the ghosts of everybody that's played there before, and you're thinking about all the things that you've watched on TV and all the things you know by what happened on the holes and what happened on the back nine. So, I mean, all that will come to your brain when you're playing. So you're playing with history when you're there too. So it's a very unique experience to go out there and play out there and to be a part of that tournament. So there's a lot of different things in addition to the precise that you got to play. There's a lot of different things out there that you don't get week to week or anything like that in other majors.
Yep. This is interesting. It's the first tournament, Craig, on the for the tours. Tour players on bent grass greens. I find that's unique.
This year or this year
This
so
year.
far? Really?
Yes, sir.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah,
Huh?
this year. And those are my fun greens to putt.
Yeah. I mean, I just was watching something on TV about, Zoysia is getting to be more appropriate now. And there's a place on the other side of the state, Miyoka or something like that, that's a Zoysia blend. I mean, you're starting to see less and less bent because of all the research that they're doing and putting in with different grasses now. It's amazing what's happening between different grasses.
That's right. Those of you that watch your Masters over the years, I can say one thing. You can tell where their team from is different if you really are close and watch some of these things. They're going to reduce the tee on number 17 by 12 yards. However, back on 15, that par five. That's way back compared to what the old days when those boys were hitting different shots into those greens. We all know that because I saw a picture of Tom Watson hitting, I want to say a good four or three wood into the second shot on 15.
Yep, I saw that one too. Yep.
Yeah, you look at this golf course, and Bobby Jones and his partners designed all this long, long, long ago. It's an invitational. They say it's the easiest of the four majors to win. Craig, do you think it's an easy golf tournament to win?
I don't think it's the easiest. I think it's the smallest field, so it means you got to beat less players. That's the way the way I distinguish it differently. There's just less competition of people that have a chance to win it than a normal week, in my opinion. But no, I don't think it's easier. I mean, in a lot of ways, I'd say it's harder because you got to be more precise than in a lot of places.
Well, there's so many drama that we have seen over the years, Dr. Bob. My gosh. The drama,
Oh,
the
yes.
drama, the
Oh,
drama. Go
yes.
ahead. Give us some history over here.
My ultimate drama, and I hate to bring it up all the time, is when Greg Norman had a six-stroke lead, I believe, going into the final round, and Nick Faldo catches him and passes him to win, and Norman just collapses under that. And the night before, sports writer Dan Jenkins came up to Norman. He says, "Even you can't reduce and blow a lead like that tomorrow, right?" What a stupid thing to say, and what a jinx a moment. That stands in somebody's head for a long period of time.
When you look at the back nine, Craig, what it is?
Because it's the only it's one of four majors, and it's the only major that's played on the same golf course all the time. So it creates
Why do
history.
they freak out when they get there?
I think it's that way in any event. I think you could use the phrase, the golf shirt doesn't start till the last till the back nine. I think in most events you could say that, but because of the history that they have at Augusta, that they do it every year, it's the only only major on the same golf course, that it creates that drama. I don't think it's a whole lot different than any other week that the back nine determines the golf tournament. It did this week, didn't it? With JJ. So I think it's the same, but because of the way Augusta is, as far as with history and being the first major, that it just gets a slightly different view of it.
All right, Bob, I'm going to give you the final word on that one.
I totally agree with that. And here's the unique thing. When you think about the back nine, you think about Amen Corner, and you think what you have to accomplish at 11, 12, and 13, obviously. But it starts at 10 for me, basically, because what kind of mental state are you going to be in after you can salvage par at least on that hole? And then coming to 11, be precision-like to make sure you don't hit it too far to the left and let it roll back in the water. Then 12, you got the most uncertain thing of all, and you got to think about what Ben Hogan said about: are you catching wind on your left chin or your left face? Yeah, you feeling it touch you there? If it does, then you know what to do at that point. So Hogan waited for that. If he saw any kind of breeze, he knew exactly how to feel with that club, and that is the most unnerving, probably 140 some yard shot you're going to hit in the history of the game, is that shot.
Yeah. All right. The guys from Liv are coming over. Who are they? Bob?
Well, it won't be Phil Mickelson, but it will be Bryson DeChambeau. And
Well,
I
Phil
believe.
Mickelson has ruined his career. He doesn't have one anymore. He's gone. And Tiger's out. He's going to go to another country.
Yeah, I have Dustin Johnson, Sergio, Charles Schwartzel, Jon Rahm, and Bryson.
Yeah, there you go.
Brooks
Now,
and Reed are already out of the live, right? And they're so that that would not be included. They would not be in this group.
You're going to go with Patrick Reed, right, Craig?
Sure, why not?
Well, he's there. He won a green jacket. You can never take it away from him. Never.
Gentlemen, I don't want to interrupt. I had another guy, Cameron Smith, Tyrrell Hatton,
Oh, yeah.
Joaquin Neiman, Tom McKibben, believe it or not, and Carlos Ortiz.
How did Tom McKibben get in there?
He won the 2025 Hong Kong Open.
Well, all right. Well, we probably talked about it last year, but I don't
I've heard of the
remember.
tournament, not sure I've heard of him, so okay.
Okay.
I got a nugget for you.
We're nugget people. They're begging
I
me for nuggets over here.
was happy to see JJ Spahn with this past weekend at the Texas Valero
Oh my
Open, and
gosh. Yeah, what a great win.
it hit a
I've got
wonderful
it on
shot
my
on
list.
17. Hit a wonderful shot on 17, just like he did on 17 at the U.S. Open. He drove the green, got an eagle for it, and held on. Well, I go back in history now. There's only been four people who have won a tour event the week before the Masters and won the Masters. Can you name any of those guys?
Who are they?
Ralph Gouldall, 39,
Sure.
Art Wall in 59, Sandy Lyle in 1988,
Oh
and Phil Mickelson.
Phil Fickleson. All right, we're going to go to a break. We're going to be back in a minute. Mr. Craig Renshaw, our wonderful lifetime member of the PGA of America, and Dr. Bob, our historian emeritus. They're going to be right here. Don't move, don't think. You can breathe, but we're going to be right back in just a moment. All right, here we go. Listen to these messages, folks. I've got some great, great, great sponsors, and they're going to help you with your game.
Introducing the revolutionary T-Clip, a 4-in-1 magnetic tee holder, an alignment tool, a divot repair tool, and a ball marker. It's handcrafted to provide effortless access to your golf tees, all without digging in your pockets. Visit our website, theteeclip.com, to experience the difference and order yours now. Straight Line Golf brings you the club alignment system that will change the way you play golf while reducing your strokes on the course. How many times have you bought a golf fade that fell short of success? Our system is changing the way golf is played, whether novice or professional. Our patented club alignment system is a visual aid comprised of decals attached to your club shaft and can be left on the shaft while you play. This USGA permitted system will help with great repeatable shots for a great alignment and swing. Visit StraightLine.golf for more details.
Legacy Golf Resort in Phoenix. Experience the thrill of our championship golf course. Dine in the full-service restaurant at the Trails End Bar and Grill. Our golf performance center is equipped with cutting-edge technology, helping you refine your game and unlock your full potential. We're not just a golf destination. We're also the perfect backdrop for your dream wedding at our gorgeous award-winning Sierra Vista venue. Whether it's a birdie on the course or the perfect I do under the desert sun, Legacy Golf Resort creates memories that last a lifetime.
It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. So
good. All right, greetings back, everybody. Ray Adams here on the Monday Golf Lifestyle Show. My goodness, my gracious, my gracious, my goodness. We're all here. Craig is here, our wonderful PGA Emeritus. I'm calling him Emeritus, and Dr. Bob Emeritus, historian. They're all emeritus. They're the best of the best of the greatest of the greatest. There they are. Craig's a lifer. And Craig, you look at your career, Craig, and you look at all these years with the PGA of America. How do you feel about being a lifer? What's it like?
I take great pride in it, actually.
Course.
I remember my first business school in Kansas City, and we were in this great big hotel, and there was like, 500, 600 people in this hotel, at the seminar, and there's not many people that are still in the PGA. That I think I got to know people at like three or four different tables, and there's one or two guys that are still in there that I got to know. I'm going to guess maybe there's no more than a dozen of that whole thing at right now. So to make it 25 years, granted, I got in the PGA in 92, took me a while to get my membership. So I became a member in 2001. So, I've been paying some sort of money since 92. So it's been longer than that. There's just not many of us in any job nowadays, right, that do the length of time. It's not like it was 40 years ago where you get your service pin at 40 years or 50 years. There's just not many. It just doesn't happen anymore. So I
Yeah.
take a great sense of pride in that.
Are you happy with the PGA of America? Are you, do you as a member, a lifetime member, do you feel like they're on top of all of it? Are they where they should be? Are you good with all of that as a lifer?
Well, the one thing that they always said to us when we got into it is, you make what you get out of it. And I believe that. And I don't think I've gotten and done as much as I probably should have or wanted to. So that's on me. But no, I also don't think the PGA has done a really good job of stuff. And, we've beaten that dead horse over the last few years, but it's not the last year or so that's been the problem. It's been a slow decline in what's happened in the PGA over the last 10, 15 years.
Okay. All right, Dr. Bob, I know you work with the PGA of America. You're there with them. They are with you. You work for them. You are the historian emeritus. You have put together Frisco. I can't wait to get to Frisco this summer. I'll be there for the buying summit. I have already been told I'm going, and we're going to that. And it's going to be a whole heck of a lot of fun. All right, let's get back to Masters. It's Masters Week. And this segment is brought to you by Squares Golf Shoes, SQAIRZ. Squares Golf Shoes. Wow. We love Squares Golf Shoes. And we love all of the various 31 videos that I did at the, well, at the PGA Golf Show. So we're excited about everything going on over there. We've got a lot happening, and we'll be talking more and more and more about it, like Mate Mobility, the single rider electric vehicle built like a car. Fabulous. We love Mate Mobility. All right, Dr. Bob, who wins the Masters this year?
Well, my sentimental favorite is Tommy Fleetwood.
Ha.
I just figure he has waited long enough, and he's one of the greatest ball strikers around. I got a feel that he can be patient if he wants to be patient out there, and not get too overextended. And the weather's going to be good. The weather's going to be it's not going to be rough weather this time, so it's going to be everybody has a good shot at it. But let's see if the ball strikers can meet the people who really know how to putt those greens. And I am not a Scottie Scheffler fan for this year because he just welcomed another baby into the family, and I just think that's a little bit of a distraction. And even though
Yeah.
I've never had a family, I think that's got to be a distraction. And
Well, I've had four, and I can tell you, having four, it is a distraction. It, you 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 take 6 to 12 months to really recover from having a baby. And
Right.
I know you've got a wonderful daughter, and it takes time, right, Craig?
It does. It does. He's got as much help as anybody, though. So, and you would think, even though he's not totally happy with the way he's been playing, that that's definitely been something that's been a distraction. But maybe with it being weighed, maybe with that being checked off the list, now he's able to just be free and go to work this week.
It's been a while since we've had a left-hander. Robert McIntyre is playing very well. There's a number of people from overseas that are playing very solid. I got to think we'll see a lot of international people at the top of the leaderboard fighting it out to
the
back
You're going
nine,
on the
back nine.
line, Bob. You're going on the line. Who wins the Masters?
I'm going to try Tommy Fleetwood.
I'm going Bryson DeChambeau. Craig?
Oh, golly. Let's go John Rahm this week.
You want John Rahm to win?
Yep.
Then he's going to win. We're going to pick one of them. I mean, you look at it. I mean, there's nobody there more qualified than Patrick Reed, John Rahm, Bryson, DJ. What about Dustin Johnson? What about that guy, Bob?
I'm sorry, I don't think he's a favorite.
You don't think he is?
No.
Because he's been piddling around on LIV.
He's been out of the heat of the battle for quite some time.
Yeah.
I wanted to tell you that they counted the number of practice shots that Bryson hit last year on that range at the Masters. 925 balls.
How many has he got now? I'm watching him right now on my broadcast monitor. I'm watching him right this minute on my broadcast monitor. He's
That's
hitting
really good.
Balls over balls over balls over balls. What's he doing over there?
Good luck for his back.
Well, see, there you go. And I know about a back. You look at these guys, and they've got so much going on. Their backs, Bob. I think we got to get Dr. Lanny on again, because these guys are just, I mean, their backs and their violent twisting swings with the speed that they swing. How in the world can they do it?
Well, it's I Dr. Lanny to me is the most astute person I could listen to when it comes to back issues with athletes. I think he's got it down. I think he's also a man that keeps learning as he goes along on every different thing he hears.
Dr. Lanny is the greatest the orthopedic surgeon in America's history. He is studied by thousands of other young orthopedic students. Dr. Lanny invented arthroscopic surgery. Dr. Lanny has 42 medical patents. Craig, there's nobody like Dr. Lanny.
No, and he always brings a fresh new thing every time he's on the show. You learn something new every time he says something.
You do. All right. We have the ladies amateur. We have the Masters golf tournament. But what about this guy named JJ Spahn? Have you ever heard of him, Craig?
Yeah, it was a nice event for me.
What happened to that guy?
He got hot and he played well yesterday and brought home the winner's circle down at the Valero Texas Open. It was a nice event for him to be able to bring home for himself.
Well, he wasn't supposed to win it. What happened over there?
What a back nine. I believe he shot 5 under on the last 5 holes, or at least on the back nine for sure. So with an eagle on 17, a great thing for him, and it kind of validates him a little bit and puts him in the right frame of mind for this week, I think.
Well, here's a guy that came out of nowhere. No one ever heard of him. Nobody ever thought about him. And then all of a sudden, Bob, he comes out of it, and what happens?
Yeah.
Last year.
He executed well. He should have won the players. And then he plays superbly at Oakmont, and just fantastic the way he handled it. And like I said, he executed on that 17th hole in the U.S. Open, and he did it yesterday as well.
He did. And we love JJ Spahn. We think he's great. We think he's right there. Now,
Could I mention a quick thing about the women?
please.
Lauren Coughlin, carrying the banner for the United States, hosts a 5-stroke victory over Leona Maguire and Nelly Korda
Yeah.
at the Aramco Championship in Las Vegas. And that 7-under, that shows you that course is playing pretty tough, you know. And I watched some of the play out there, and they have some really tough positions to come into across creeks, et cetera, et cetera. But all congratulations to Lauren. And if this is a year for U.S. women to play best, it should be, because they're headed over, to the Solheim Cup.
They are, and that's a great tournament. And I talked to them before they went over there, several of them. You look at it. What about JJ Spahn in this Masters, Craig? Can he win this thing?
Yes, he can win it. He's going to have to play very, very well, like most people do. But I don't know if it's, as Dr. Bob just said, there's only been four people ever that have won the week before and then won the Masters. So he would then become number five. So it's a challenge to win 2 weeks in a row. But it'll be interesting to see what he can do. I think, yes, he would obviously love to win, but I would just like to see a really good performance out of JJ and, make sure he, because as far as I can remember so far this season, we haven't really heard a whole lot about him. So, maybe he's got the engine started now for the rest of the golf season.
All right, we have to bring it up. It's not my favorite, but we do have to bring it up a little bit. Of course, America doesn't have the facilities. We're not capable of helping anybody with rehab. So Tiger Woods' judge allowed him to go over to another country, and that's because America is not capable or able to have a facility that will help him. So I'm going to start with you, Bob. We're going to do this very quickly. What are your comments about Woods going over and having his rehab somewhere else?
No, I think if someone is serious about rehab, I don't care where they have the rehab. And I think that's if it's serious, great. But the opportunities that he was presented obviously are not available to most of the general public. But if he can come back and feel like he's getting out of a very difficult addiction situation, all more power to him.
Craig.
Money gets you privilege in this country. He wants to go through rehab and he wants the privacy, so they arrange for something to be overseas so he doesn't have to be scrutinized here in America. The only thing I didn't like with his little say with his little press release was that he's going to get himself together personally and professionally. I think that's the part that's got him into trouble. I think he needs to forget about professionally and just worry about getting his ducks in a row personally. And I think everything else will just work its way out. I think golf should be the furthest thing on his mind in anything. And if he does that, everything will be fine.
All right. Well, that's what happens. You got a load of money. You don't want the USA. The judge lets you go to another country, and that's where he's going. And there will be no Tiger Woods at the Masters. There will be no Phil Mickelson at the Masters. But there will be a bunch of other people at the Masters, right, Bob?
Oh yeah. Yeah, I think it's 92. I think the field is 92. I'm not quite, I think I have it the closest right. But it's a mixture of some of the best amateurs in the world. Obviously, it's got a great global appeal. Those spots that were won earlier in the year overseas are those spots that are very cherished to come in there. It's one of those special moments, and one of the fun ones for the viewers is obviously the par three contest, which is on Wednesday, I believe.
Yeah, we're gonna have a lot of fun with that one. And they've got this guy named, what's his name? Kelsey, a football player that's gonna be calling it. Is that stupid or where am I going wrong, Bob?
I guess he's the new crossover sports broadcaster. How about that?
Craig, am I stupid or is that stupid?
Well, it seems like the PGA hiring a comedian to do names on the first tee for the Ryder Cup. Why we need to do that to me is it okay? He's got a pretty good agent, I guess, that he sold that to. Obviously,
Yeah,
because to me that is
not
just
funny. Ain't
waste of
fun.
time and money for somebody.
You're right. He's not funny, Bob.
That's right.
My goodness, we've gone way out there. Way out there. All
I got
right,
there's a
guys.
Can I mention a are we headed out?
No, you're go.
Okay. I was remembering when people should be staying in their lanes. I remember one famous quote from the great Bob Knight. And I got to meet Bob Knight and get to know him pretty well because I wanted to have him write a foreword for the book I was going to write on George Raveling. Well, we never wrote the book, but Bob Knight did write the foreword. But anyway, I wanted to mention about Bob Knight and two things. I was in his office once and I asked him, I said, Coach, you got to be very happy to see all these mementos around your office, these offices where these players are thanking you and paying tribute. He says, yeah, but they didn't give them to me while they were here. That's his famous line.
Oh,
And one and
interesting.
one more thing. Bob Knight also said about sports writers when he didn't like a few, he says, most of us learned to write by the sixth grade, then we went on to other things.
That's a great line. I love that.
That's staying in your lane.
We went under other thing. Unbelievable. All right, Craig, look at it. The ladies, the big time. Who won the mat? Who won the big ladies basketball? It wasn't UConn. It was UCLA, right, Bob?
Yes, UCLA by 27 points, I think.
Unbelievable. They busted them. They just beat them up. And what about the men?
Well,
That's today.
like him or hate him, UConn has a real magical run going, and they're going to face Michigan. It's going to be a real battle, but UConn is battle tested.
My University of Arizona Bear down, Arizona Bear down, red and blue. Bear down, Arizona, Arizona, bear down. See, now you've got my song, and you can sing to me, and you can write to me. Yeah, Arizona didn't get in there. So we're there, we're having it. It's going to be a big deal, and we're going to have a lot of fun watching. And we got loads of golf going on this week. I'm going to give Mr. Craig Renshaw the final word.
Well, typically this is when golf season begins, the
Yep.
first major of the year. We're going to have good weather, so it'll be a good time to watch. And the one thing I tell everybody, I know this is not a sale thing, but I love the Masters app. It is I think, the best way to watch that event. So I will be distracted in a lot of ways, but I will have the Masters app on and be able to watch a lot of what's going on.
Yeah. And Dr. Bob. We're going to put our prayers out for Craig.
Yes.
But Dr. Bob, give you the last word here.
A tradition unlike any other to me is
Right.
the Sunday afternoon, trying to relax at home and watching the drama unfold between the 10th hole and the 12th hole. That's always interesting for me.
Well, we're going to have a lot of fun in this coming Saturday on Great American Golf. Craig and Bob and I are going to be breaking it down, having fun, loading it up, pulling it up, doing it up. and we're going to have loads of fun right in the middle of the Masters. So everybody stay right there. Don't move. We'll be back with you this coming Saturday morning. And we're always on Golf News Network, GNN, golfnewsnet.com. That's where all the shows go to. They stay there for a couple of days. They then go out to all the big audio platforms. That's where they are, TV platforms as well, golfnewsnet.com. And that's Dr. Bob, and that is Mr. Craig Renshaw. Thank you so much, guys, for
Thank
being
you.
with me.
Thank
And
you.
yeah, we're gonna head out and watch the guys and see how they play, and we're gonna move into a wonderful weekend at Augusta National, the Rite of Spring, the first major championship season coming to us. And that's where we are.
Golf course superintendents are the unsung heroes of our great game. Due to the game's efforts, we now have turf that needs less water, courses that are more sustainable, with many now offering natural wildlife habitats. From the days of old Tom Morris, golf course superintendents have given golfers a reason to love this great game. But don't take my word for it. Jack Nicklaus agrees.
If you love golf like I do, thank a golf course superintendent.
A message from the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America and local superintendents everywhere.
Time when you buy and book online at DiscountTire.com. Did you know that Discount Tire now sells wiper blades? Stop by for a free air check or tire inspection and ask an associate about wiper blades today. And remember, if ever you're not satisfied with one of our tires, please feel free to bring it back. Thank you. Discount Tire.
Let's get you taken care of.